USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. President Biden is set to speak tonight about the debt ceiling bill that passed Congress and now awaits his signature. He may echo Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's comments that the full faith and credit of the USA must never be used as a bargaining chip. The bill's inspired Wall Street today. The Dow's been up by as much as 500 points, or nearly 2%. The Justice Department has closed its investigation of the handful of classified documents found at the suburban Indianapolis home of former Vice President Mike Pence and says it will not file any charges. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have been going back and forth on how long each could be in office should they win the presidency next year. DeSantis says he's the better choice because he could serve 2 terms, 8 years. Trump said he could crush the deep state in 6 months. DeSantis responded.
To tame the deep state, you need 2 terms. He's not going to be able to nix the deep state in 6 months. He had 4 years. He didn't make a dent in it.
DeSantis will be one of 6 Republican candidates attending Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's annual roast and ride dinner in Des Moines tomorrow. Trump will not be there. With 3 people still unaccounted for, searchers are back looking through the rubble of that partially collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa.
The search has resumed that they are going through. They're still looking. They're using dogs. They say teams actually went into the building to go through the apartments one by one using FEMA markings. Of course, the apartments that they could go through. This is the most activity that we've been seeing since Sunday night, just after the collapse.
NBC correspondent Shaquille Griffin in Davenport. Just as Meta has announced a new version of its VR headset, Apple may be about to debut its take on the technology. It's expected to unveil a mixed reality headset Monday. While Meta Quest 3 will cost about $500, Apple's new toy is going to run you about $3,000. This is USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is COVID making a comeback? That's the fear around New York City and its suburbs. Analyzing wastewater from the region shows a new high concentration of the COVID virus. It pencils out to about 50 cases per 100,000 people, a trend that began before Memorial Day. Quite the fight in Middleborough, Massachusetts over the slogan on one seventh grader's T-shirt. The now banned slogan, there are only 2 genders.
They wear so many other crazy T-shirts. You know, you see the Rolling Stones with the tongues and all these other crazy shirts they wear. I don't know why they singled him out.
That's Peter Soroka, the grandfather of Nichols Middle School student Liam Morrison. The family is suing the school district and the city, alleging the ban violates Liam's free speech right. A local trans rights advocate, Mason Dunn, says a statement denying gender identity is not quite the same as a rainbow pride flag.
Messages of pride are messages of support, messages of affirmation, not messages of hate or bias.
As the suit continues, the shirt is still banned. A judge this week denied the family's request for a temporary restraining order against the school. Time to dream some lottery dreams. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is now worth more than $200 million. But if you want the cash right now, you'll have to settle for just about $100 million. Meanwhile, tomorrow's Powerball top prize is more than $260 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.